Okay, you're listening to Neighborhood Public Radio on 91.1 FM, broadcasting as part of the 2008 Whitney Biennial here in New York City. We are on 941 Madison Avenue on the east side. Looking at Madison Avenue, there's a bunch of kids out on the streets. It's terrible these days, kids having to be out on the streets like that. And we got the Whitney Museum next door. Anybody who wants to come do radio with us can come do it here at 941 Madison. We got lots of times open over the next 3 months, and we'd love to hear what you have to do with us on our airwaves. Streaming live on the internet, broadcasting on 91.9. Up next, I'm going to do a show with Kevin Jerome Everson, a filmmaker and artist and educator and provocateur. And we're going to do a talk show, so stay tuned for that. That's so funny. That music sounds terrible. Hey, Kevin, welcome.
Thank you, Michael.
Now, Kevin, you've got a film in the show, and tell everybody what the name of your movie is here.
The film is called Emergency Needs. It's a 7-minute film that's playing at the American Museum of Whitney. The Whitney Museum of American Art in the 2008 Whitney Biennale, and it's plays at between 11:20 every day and 1:20 on week. On Fridays, yeah.
1:20 on Fridays, 11:20 every other day.
Yeah.
And it's an 8-minute movie, so you gotta get there on time. If you want to see the movie, you got to show up at 10:30.
Yeah, don't blink. Don't. Like a Clockwork Orange, that eyes. Make sure you don't blink. And yeah. The film is basically about how I like to extract archival footage of African Americans and use it for... for his kind of performance element and stuff. So it basically is like footage from the 1968 uprising, the Cleveland shootout and stuff.
Okay. And it's playing on the second floor in one of the exhibition spaces.
Yeah.
And so people should take a look at that. Now, we're here talking about art as a kind of spectacle, as a kind of sport, as a kind of horse race. What are you seeing out there in the world, and what's the game like out there?
Well, the game is like this. Well, the game's steroids.
Yeah. All right. Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'm on them.
Okay. Hey. You know what? I mean, there's a lot. It's not uncommon nowadays to happen.
Yeah. So, let me say that I'm on human art growth hormones, and then I'm sure you had to take the Whitney piss test.
Yeah, I actually had to take it twice, because the first time I didn't pass it, because I had eaten a blueberry muffin from across the street, and apparently they get their blueberries from the same farm where they raise the cows that have the growth hormone. So,
well, I got clean piss, I like to say.
Oh, good.
And then, so I know a lot of people out there think I don't have clean piss, but I have clean piss.
I mean, is that a... I know, and this might be kind of weird, but I mean, when people think you don't have clean piss, is that because of... your practice as a filmmaker? Is it because of, is it like an age thing? Is it a...
Well, I think it's because they think that all black artists have dirty piss.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. I mean, I didn't want to... I mean, it's just that I was one of the things I was...
Yeah, and then so as soon as I walk around, like in the Whitney, they're like, oh, that guy's got the... Oh, well, he shouldn't be here because, you know...
He's got dirty...
He's the Barry Bonds of... Roger Clemens could done the Whitney Museum.
Yeah,
of
yeah. I mean, because, you know, your head isn't that big.
Well, actually, to tell you the truth, when I was in high school, like, my head's big. I had a 7 7/8 football helmet.
Okay.
And anybody related to me had a 7 7/8 football helmet.
Mm-hmm.
But still, you know, they still thought that it was, and this is even before steroids.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah, sure,
like,
sure.
You know, so they still think I got like dirty, you know, so I predate dirty piss.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I think is really sad that's happened in Whitney Biennials in the past, and it's something I'm worried about happening this over the next 3 months, is, you know, occasionally some of the new sort of designer cocktail human growth hormone or steroid cocktails that people will use can create a lot of intense rage and anxiety and sort of acting out on the part of the artist. And I know in the last Biennale, there was a really really tragic outpouring of rage and hate from a few of the artists directed at, you know, towards the street and towards the audience. And I'm wondering if you think that's going to happen this year. I know you have clean piss, and so it's hard to know.
Well, I think the guy did that Caligula film. You remember that?
Caligula, that? Sure. Yeah,
and then that's dirty piss, but he didn't get piss test.
No?
No, because he's white. You know, what they said, oh, you know, I mean, like, that spectacle, that over-the-topness?
Yeah, right.
You know, like, that's not natural.
He's on something. No, he's on something. He's on something.
You know,
yeah,
but
yeah,
nobody questioned that.
Yeah.
And he's completely on, you know, I'm sitting there like, you know, and then I brought my students up here, too. And then, so, like, I wanted to cover their eyes.
Yeah, sure.
Because I don't want them to be involved.
You know, it's hard to bring students to an art exhibit where everyone seems to be using.
Everybody's,
and you want to inspire them, but you want to tell them not to use themselves.
Yeah, and even they started questioning me. You know, they were like, Kevin, are you using? I said, no, I'm not using.
And did they believe you?
Two don't.
Two don't.
But, you know, their grades are, you know, questionable.
Well, again,
because they're not listening.
No, right, yeah. They're probably on a whole other set of cocktails.
Yeah.
So the human growth hormone issue is definitely an issue going on.
And that Paul Chan, oh, yeah. I mean, he's Asian. I think he's Chinese-American.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if he had to pee in a cup.
Yeah. How many tests have you had to take so far?
11.
Wow, Jesus Christ.
I
took two. But the second one I took was right before the opening. I don't think that I have to take another.
I just took a piss test just now.
Really?
Yeah, I just had to pee in a cup, but I got some on my hands. And this mic is, well, you know.
Yeah, well, no, as long as you keep your hands off the mic, we're fine. We won't have to do that too often. Hopefully, I frankly think that a little growth hormone in the coffee in the morning doesn't hurt anybody, frankly.
No, it doesn't. No, I mean, you know, like, it's all relative. I mean, it's all like moderation and stuff. But I mean, you know, I'm trying to think of like just. I mean, you here's a for instance for you too. Richard Sear.
Yeah.
You think that guy's peeing in the cup?
No.
That art's big as shit. You think that guy ain't out there peeing in the cup?
No.
I mean, like, no. What you think is at the Modern last year, right? And then, like, they're hauling in art, right? I believe there's two yardsticks.
No, a yardstick for artists of color and a yardstick for artists who are white. I know that there are the representation this year at the Whitney Biennial is far stronger than in years past. There's actually six African Americans in the Whitney Biennial this year. Is that, and including Spike Lee?
Yeah, is he black? That guy, I bet he's peeing. Like, I mean, a guy just.
They just have him hooked up to a catheter.
Yeah, they just leak it.
Just have him hooked up to a catheter.
Yeah,
they're doing
like
a concert. They have one of those monitors on his. He has to wear it around.
I mean, because with it, that thing's like 4 hours.
Yeah.
Or 6 hours.
The movie he made, yeah. And so you feel like the representation this year is far stronger than years past? Or how do you feel about the diversity of the
year? I don't really know the numbers. I think that 93 one, there was a lot of people of color in that one.
Yeah.
I don't know about
But the six doesn't do it for you this year so much.
Well, I know.
Out of 81 artists.
Well, Rodney said he had to pee. And I don't know if he had drank a lot of water or wine that day or like that, but I just heard, I'm like, they call me sensitive.
I
just think it's just like, no, dude, no, I understand this.
Yeah,
you know, and he said he had to pee. I'm like,
Well, you've been doing this a long time, so you've been having. I mean, you've been asked to pee in cups for 15 years.
Since I got out of grad school 17 years ago, or 18 years ago, I've been peeing.
Yeah,
I've been peeing ever since.
What other? Not that I want to sort of whitewash, if you will, the steroids issue. What other kinds of
whitewash the steroid issue? Roger Clemens must be listening.
You know, Roger Clemens is an American hero, and Barry Bonds is a scumbag.
That's a problem here. Like Bond, you can't get the ball past Bonds. I mean, you think that's the steroids? And like Clemens has been getting big since like ever, and nobody said anything about it. And then they were saying stuff about it. I know those guys at FNN, like the fan. They were like back in 2-3 years ago, they want to talk about it.
Yeah,
they want to talk about Bonds.
Yeah, Bonds is a bad guy. Bonds is a bad guy.
But Bonds, I mean, you're from San Francisco, right? I mean, Bonds is it. You know, but they want to talk about Bonds.
He can hit the ball.
He can hit the ball.
And you know what? I'm sorry, but it takes a lot more than strength to hit a ball that's coming at you at 98 miles an hour.
I know it takes skill, and so same way is like the art world, right?
Yeah, you know, absolutely.
You know, because they're saying like, well, he can't, like I was thinking about reality. It must be real. Like, I mean, there's no imagination. I mean, where there is no intellectualism, there is no skill. You know, it's just raw steroids.
Yeah,
dirty piss.
That's right. Piss. Well, I mean, a lot of your work actually deals with an experience, the kind of street,
excuse
gritty,
me?
Kind of raw. Gritty real life, like real gritty,
yeah.
Real world on the street issues. Like you're not.
This was coming.
Is this not? I mean,
no. I know it's coming. You know, it's always. You know, like you know, if you're a black artist, it's got to be real.
Well, I mean, I think
you know,
like,
I mean, there's no man. That's just it. You know, yeah. The Barry Bonds are the. You know, like it's got to be one dimensional.
Yeah, I mean, I think of your work as having a couple of dimensions. It's about class. And race. There's two dimensions. Definitely at work.
But then, you know...
I mean, one of the dimensions is about real, and one of the dimensions is about sort of a look at... I mean, I don't know if that's... I mean, I think you must.
I got dirty piss. People think I got dirty... It's about form. Can it be about form and beauty?
I mean, when it's Richard Serra, it can. You know, but with your
that guy, that guy, you've got to be kidding me. Every time I see that guy, he's like stocky.
John Baldessari is about form.
That guy is like 6'11", and his head is as big as you can. And get like
yeah. Yeah,
that guy, he quit CalArts because they make him think a business. Oh, what is going on? Like what?
I mean, I really love the kind of work that you're making, the kind of work that Spike's making out there. A lot of the work that's happened in the Biennial this year, that's really raw, edgy, kind
but it's
of...
it's about form. It's not about...
I mean, I just have a hard time understanding what you're saying. How is your work, I mean, as an artist, as a filmmaker who's representing the streets, how is your work about only form?
Because I'm not even... Because first of all, I'm not in the streets. I drive around, like, I bike every day. People think I'm walking around and like, biking every day, you know, like, oh, let's be a gangbanger. I'm gangbanger on wheels. What the, it's all about form, it's all about light, color, structure, you know, process, you know, but it can't, you know, but didn't you, the argument.
So when
like
you say light and process, are you talking about the justice system, or are you talking about?
I'm talking about the process of art making. I ain't talking about the process of going to the joint. This is about a lawyer in the house. So what's going on here? Like, you know, like it's the Barry Bonds of art.
Yeah, you are the Barry. I think of you as being the Barry Bonds of the art world. And
Clemens gets away scot free. Clemens, Baldessari, Richard Serra.
Yeah, yeah. Just talk about the other artists in the show. Who do you know? Who are you looking at? Who are you getting your drugs from?
See, there's first of all, the Whitney being, first of the people who work at the Whitney, what they're dealing dope out to all these white artists all the time and
yeah.
stuff. And I gotta get mine off the.
We have a back door entrance for us. It's like a pharmacy pickup window. We drive up with our truck.
Well, yeah, I was already inside the Whitney the last two nights and stuff, but I mean, not only were you had it. Not only did you have to give a name to get in the place, but they give you a pill.
Yeah,
and that was great.
And even
the viewers. No, because I'm keeping it real. I'm keeping it right. I mean, no piss. I got clean piss.
Yeah.
And then
I think that's smart.
And for me, you know, like I know my uncle says, look, you can't trust him.
Yeah.
And then I know it'd be like this trap. So.
Yeah.
As soon as I even touch that thing, there's like Whitney cops coming down. And
yeah.
So,
for you, everything is about this. I mean, you're just a persecuted filmmaker who's always on the run, and everybody's always trying to take you down. Is that what I'm understanding? I mean, that's what it seems like I'm hearing.
I mean, I like to be taken up, but I'm already down. It drives me nuts.
Yeah. You know, ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Kevin Jerome Everson and Michael Trigilia here on Neighborhood Public Radio. We're talking about the spectacle of the art world and the Whitney Biennial, and we're talking about
Mark
piss.
Mark Perrier. He was showing over. He was peeing. I mean, they made, like, does that at the Modern Art, where they made him pee every time he walked in there.
Yeah.
There's a guy with a cup.
Yeah.
A cup and a glove.
Do you think that guy made There Will Be Blood has to take a piss test?
No. No. I mean, he's on steroids. I mean, hyped up. Well, you think Daniel Day-Lewis ain't hyped up?
He's on steroids.
Rage.
Yeah.
He got steroid rage. I mean, it's like those, like, wrestlers. Well, that guy jumping over there. It's like a roid rage.
Yeah.
Art rage.
Well, that's what I'm really worried about this year at the Biennale is the roid rage that I see.
There'll be a lot of roid rage going on.
You know, I saw some of the artists in there. You know, a lot of them, they have this look of, hey, I'm thin, I'm beautiful, I have a
roids.
Scarf.
Roids. See, look, in art, roids work the other way.
Yeah.
Well, like if you're like a hipster, skinny,
yeah.
a white boy.
With the thick glasses.
Yeah. I mean, you're sucking it down.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, you know, like.
I mean, those
like you say it's a protein shake.
Yeah.
Or you're like a hipster juicer.
That's what I'm talking about. Like,
I mean, Williamsburg is like the dope dealer. You know, they're out there all roid up. And then those Cal Arts weasels. See,
yeah.
you know, like I'm from Ohio.
Yeah, sure.
You know, backwater.
Which is the real, like, that's...
Yes, it's real.
Yeah. I mean, Ohio, when I think of, like, the lifestyle of, like, a real life, you know, I think the Midwest.
And then can't California, you know, first of all, they always say, oh, Kevin, your work is real. And the worst, they say region, no?
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do. But then can't Brooklyn be a region?
Yeah, Brooklyn's a region.
But people don't say like
the Bay Area
like,
is
like
a region.
Place, that place, but they don't say like that. They say like international and hipsters on roids.
Hey, look, I ain't hating on the Bay Area, but you see the work coming out of there, and that shit is regional. Okay?
Really,
there is shit that's happening in the Bay Area that ain't happening anywhere else in the country.
It's regional.
And only really works in the Bay Area. And I like it. I'm not hating on it. I like it. But I'm just saying it's some regional art.
But here, too, as well, you see the kind of, you know, like the roid, you know. Like I said, the skinny white boy.
Well, you know, the I feel like the hoodie, the hoodie
well,
jacket,
well, yeah,
they're just covering
yeah.
the track marks in the back of the neck where a lot of the artists inject their drugs.
Just when they have their trainers or their gallerists inject them.
Yeah. Their trainers.
Because
the non-profit organization.
Their butts or whatever, because they want to see that skinny ass, so they put it in their necks, whatever. Like
yeah.
That's part of the thing. But, I mean, that works pretty regional, too, as well. You know, it's all about, like, work that has that roid energy.
Yeah.
Kind of slightly sloppy.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's sort of we're kind of working through, a post-roid context at this point.
Well, once everybody gets clean and then once they have a good detection and once the people who detect roids are...
Get off the roids.
Like subject. Yeah, yeah, you know. And then, so well, they don't just pick black and Arab and Asian and Latino and women artists. You know, because the white guys are just walking in there, you know, roid up. And
I mean, what I'm really impressed with the makeup here at the Whitney Biennale. It seems like it's primarily white men.
Are you surprised?
I mean, it's the sampling of the of the United States contemporary art scene. I mean, is it not? Do you feel like it's not?
Well, I think the art world is
this just a steroids issue?
It's not. If they get black people steroids, well, then we'll be making art like crazy. So I mean, even I got a problem with everything. I got a problem with distribution. I got a problem with fairness. You know, I just like you know, it's just like it's
one process, which is I want to talk about.
The
formal process.
The formal process. Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, I see. You know, I see all these cats walking around here. You know, like I just think like it's all about like you know like the selectiveness of it. You know.
Yeah.
And then so you know they give certain people you know. I mean, the people at the Clemens of the art, you know, world, you know. And then, people had this blind eye to it. It's like, that's a nice pitch, you know.
That's a nice pitch. Yeah,
he does that curveball, and he's old. But these young artists, see, like I said again, like it works the opposite.
Yeah.
And how are these young 23-year-old white boys in here? And then, you know.
I don't want to name names, but there's another Bay Area artist in there in the show who I think is quite young, like as we are, you know. We're all in our early 20s, on Neighborhood Public Radio, and
but of course.
But you know, it is surprising to see the diversity of age. Certainly, that you have Baldessari in this show,
yeah,
and then you have you know people who are you know you think perhaps just out of grad school or just out of undergrad.
Yeah, I think I saw some like birth dates of 76 or 77 or something like that. Yeah,
really,
yeah, some youngster. Yeah. Oh, really? But you know, but when. But
that generation is different. You know, those people grew up with, like, sort of, kind of, they're like post-Reagan babies. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So,
is part of that culture anyway, because they're on that Ritalin.
Like they were given that, like, in the milk. It was in the breast milk, you know?
Yeah,
like,
I can see that, too.
Like
well,
Martha Rosler's kid or something.
Oh, yeah, that's got to be. Oh, that thing.
That can't be good.
That can't be. I mean, that can't be good at all. That guy looks like Baldessari, but he's short.
I saw Baldessari out there.
Roy Baldessari.
Yeah, that would be Baldessari before, and then Baldessari after. Yeah, no.
Yeah, the before and after.
Yeah, because he's 6'11". I saw him the other night, and I couldn't believe it.
And then.